Hi, everyone. It's Robin Gill sitting in for Jill Bennett on this Thursday afternoon. Welcome back to the program. Well, on June 28th, the Vancouver Aquatic Centre was closed to the public as it makes way to be demolished. Yet, on June 29th, the Canadian Dolphin Swim Club hosted a private party there. Then on June 30th, so did the park board staff. That's two parties in a place that a BC Supreme Court justice deemed dangerous and supported the decision to shut it down. Now, this was brought to our attention by John Girard, Managing Director of Protecting Our Vancouver Aquatic Centre Society, and he joins us now. Hi, John.
Hey, Robin. Thanks for having me.
What's going on here?
Well, a lot more than we initially, I think, any of us had anticipated we would find. Just yesterday on our website, 50m.ca, we released a new article of a transcript that we didn't even know we had in our possession until recently due to the volume of files we have from FOI. But in that transcript, it shows city officials and the hired architects on the project essentially planning and creating a narrative, and they actually call it a narrative in that script.
And where did you get these documents? I'm assuming it's Freedom of Information.
It was initially a Freedom of Information request, although Freedom of Information didn't actually give us any of the documents. They're more of a filter to try to seemingly prevent people from getting what they want. but we ended up getting what we were asking for through a discovery agreement with the city eventually.
And so you're suggesting that they were planning what?
Well, the transcript, I suggest everyone read it because it is extremely telling, even for someone who has no knowledge of what's taken place up until now. The transcript is between city officials like Sarah Ioko, Craig Crawford, like these are all directors of departments in the city of Vancouver. And it's also between the architects, Derek Fleming of Acton Ostrey and Leland Dadson. And they use words in this transcript. For example, they say things, and this is a direct quote from Derek Fleming, the architect, in that transcript. Quote, "I wouldn't even recommend showing an expanded footprint because it looks so reasonable," end quote. And then another senior staffer is Sarah Ioko. In that transcript, she also says, quote, "He does really want to see that the test fit was disproved," end quote. And she's referring to Park Board General Manager Steve Jackson in that quote, saying that he's looking to see the 50-meter plan be disproved. Notice the language, disproved, not tested, not proved. And then lastly, and this is the most one of the most important ones, the architect was then quoted as saying further in the transcript, quote, "It is important for them to hear the words say safety," end quote. So that is obviously an issue. The safety sequence in particular, as we know, carries a lot of weight behind it. And they used that safety sequence in the Supreme Court of BC. Sarah Ioko was actually an affiant who submitted under oath all of the allegations of, serious safety concerns with the facility. Yet seemingly just in the next breath, she's here in this private meeting being coached and saying things in this transcript. And, you know, they say things again, like, let's use the word safety. And then they, use words like the narrative throughout the transcript.
So you don't think the city has been transparent about the center's condition? Or the
not
park
at
board.
All. Not at all. And we can prove that as well. Like the transcript is obviously, as I said, everybody needs to see this because this transcript is a snapshot into the way the city is working currently. There is blatant corruption of process. And the thing that this transcript really shows as well is that this is something that, they've taken this far. There's no evidence to suggest that there are any safety concerns whatsoever. And even in the Supreme Court of BC, the city's defense, their attorney, in that entire hearing, didn't present a single piece of evidence to suggest or back up their claims of a safety concern.
Let me ask you this. Why is the Vancouver Aquatic Centre worth saving if, you know, everyone is saying that it's not safe? You had a BC Supreme Court justice weigh in on this. I know you have all these documents as well. What makes it more than just another aging recreational facility?
It's obviously about the facility at the end of the day, but this is about much more than that, and always has been about much more than that. At the end of the day, as we know, voters approved the borrowing of funds for a specific purpose. That purpose has now departed. The intended use of those funds no longer aligns. And so for this project to sort of steamroll forward and for all of the officials to sort of push it forward and sit in these private meetings and say these things, discussing, you know, what it will take to get this to you know, pass under scrutiny and under all of the eyes that are watching, that's not democracy. At the end of the day, this, you know, calls into question the conduct of all of these elected officials, the city officials. It calls into question the party that is running this city. And the regime that is running the city currently. Yesterday, for example, at the council hearing, Ken Sim walked out of the meeting. As soon as he heard the words, you know, potential criminality involved, he left the room. And several of his other ABC councillors also left the room. So it begs the question, you know, what is happening here? And there needs to be serious investigations into the conduct of not only the individuals in this transcript, but that have been involved in this entire process. Because we know at minimum, this potentially ventures into areas of, you know, at the very least, I will say, this is documented corruption of process, and it even looks to the society as though it may cross into potential criminal conduct. And we are serious when we say that this is under process, in process, and it is going to be investigated by the organizations that deal with these sort of things. Even the RCMP, we're looking into that. And the professional organizations as well, such as AIBC, who handle complaints with architects, we're aware of several individuals having already filed complaints, but we will also be filing additional complaints with the release of this transcript, of course.
John, we're going to have to leave it at that. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you so much.
John Gerard is the Managing Director of Protecting Our Vancouver Aquatic Centre Society. Obviously, they were trying to keep the Vancouver Aquatic Centre open. Still ahead, we're going to talk about